Hello, my name is Kayla. Casa Brasil is home cooking style Brazilian restaurant here in Pittsburgh. We have been in business for about 3 years now. We came as a pop-up restaurant in 2018. I don't come from a restaurant background. When I moved to the US in 2006, my son was very little at that time, and it was me representing my culture and transferring a little bit of my culture to him through cooking. So I kept on going. At the end of 2017, I was offered to host pop-ups in this space that Akasa is now. Mid of 2018, that's when whatever was here before, they decided to close, and then she offered to me, and that's when Casa Brasil is born in a physical space, and we are here too today. So here at Casa, I love cooking with fresh ingredients as much as possible. Lots of cilantro, parsley, green onions, bay leaves. Sometimes there are some recipes that I bring in some basil, some fresh oregano, cloves, cinnamon, peppers, rosemary. Herbs are traditional to many cultures and many cuisines. I think that ties with the community in the sense of each individual representing who they are, where they come from, and I think that's the power of the herbs on the things that we cook here. A lot of the recipes already have those herbs that are supposed to be using on them. So for example, feijoada is a black bean stew that we serve here on the weekend. And the traditional version is a pork-based stew with black beans slowly cooked. The biggest herb on that one is bay leaves. And the reason is when you're working with beans, a lot of people can have digestion problems with it. That's when the bay leaves come. They help to break the enzymes on the beans and help you digest better. I also use bay leaves on meat stews as well. So for example, we have the vaca atolada, which is a beef and yuca stew. Bay leaves does a very good job releasing some very good flavors, and it's magic, like when you're working with beef, chicken, pork as well. We have a stew called moqueca, and cilantro is a very good mix with coconut milk. And the base of this stew is coconut milk. We have a summer salad that's a cilantro-based salad. I was never a fan of cilantro. I learned how to work with cilantro in the sense that you have to pace yourself. It's really easy to overdo and then pretty much you lose the recipe. When you're working with salad, cilantro brings that freshness. You have a bite and then you have a breeze in your mouth. Rosemary and chicken for me, they're a very good combination. I remember the first time that I added rosemary to chicken when I was cooking, I was just like, oh my gosh, this really works and I want to do this again and I want to keep doing it. One thing that I do like about working with herbs fresh is not just the flavoring parts of it, but a lot of those herbs, they are healing. They have a healing power to it. So for example, if you get bay leaf, if you make a tea, it may relieve some cramps that a lot of women have during their period. Oregano tea, which sounds disgusting, but if you add, for example, a little bit of honey, it can help cough. Like if you're having like a really bad cough and cannot go to sleep, if you make a hot oregano tea, a little bit of honey, you'll be fine. We have to remember what our ancestors taught us about the healing power that our herbs can have, not just for cooking, not just bringing flavors, but the things that can help us. I remember growing up, I used to have a lot of like sinus headaches, and my dad and my mom never liked to give me medications. So my dad would get me a leaf of a coffee tree and then just putting it on my head. I don't know if it's a placebo effect or not, but it worked. Caffeine has a very strong power on relieving headaches. So for example, all those medications for headaches and everything, they have caffeine on their base because of that. I think herbs, they are amazing, and there's so many uses for them, cooking or not cooking. One thing that herbs are very powerful for Afro-Brazilian culture is baths. You can use herbs to take a bath and help you with anxiety. Rosemary is very good to relieve the sense of it. And using natural things, like nothing that can harm yourself, to make you feel better as well. People can find Casa Brasil on social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook. Order the food, let us know what you think, and I think that's about it.